At the end of May 1993, a tabloid scoop about Jackson's new family was the final straw for Geordie's dad. He didn't want Michael Jackson adopting his boy.
Personality was changing. He was sort of becoming a little clone of Michael. He was wearing all the same little military garb. And they had this own little private language between the two of them.
No one said it out loud, but Evan's concern was clear. Was this an innocent friendship? Or was it sexual exploitation under the nose of the family? Either way, it was time to put the brakes on. But how?
You're claiming that this boy shouldn't be hanging around with this superstar, and yet the boy and the mother are saying, there's nothing wrong, nothing's happening, everything's okay, it's all very innocent. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere with it.
Evan Chandler had his suspicions, but he set about tackling them in the most unconventional way. He didn't call the police. He didn't report it to a social worker. Instead, he hired himself a Hollywood entertainment lawyer.
He was just probably the worst character lawyer that I've ever met.
He just had one of those characters that he was capable of just about doing anything.
Why did Evan Chandler call up Barry Rothman, one of the most notorious showbiz attorneys in town? We can't ask Evan because of the gagging order. However, when journalist Mary Fisher looked into the case, she got her hands on a crucial bit of evidence. A secret recording of Evan Chandler.
This attorney I found, I mean, I interviewed several, and I picked the nastiest son of a bitch I could find. Once I make that phone call, this guy is just going to destroy everybody in sight in any devious, nasty, cruel way that he can do it. And I've given him full authority to do that. It'll be a massacre if I don't get what I want.
Evan doesn't spell out on the tape exactly what he's after. Later, this would prove crucial.
At this point, you know, he's an angry, very angry father wanting his son back. Now, he knows it's Michael's behind this because Michael is living in the house with the boy and the mother. He's living there.
But was Jordan all that his father Evan wanted from Jackson?
I don't think anyone would draw any conclusion about Evan other than what I drew. I mean, basically, to paraphrase it, he didn't care about anything but getting a lot of money.
Whatever his goal, Geordie's father needed more to go on. There was only one way to make progress. He needed some kind of confession. Yet again, the way he went about it was strange. First, Evan got custody of his son for a week. Then he took Jordan to his dentist surgery, and after treatment began questioning him.
My brother was determined to find out, one way or the other, whether there was anything sexual going on.